弟兄姊妹，我们请读主的话，路加福音二十四章。
Brothers and sisters, let's read the Lord's word. Let's go to Luke, chapter 24.
我们今天多读一些，把我们大概今天早晨要交通的圣经的经文，我们都把它读一次。
Let's read a little more for all that we will fellowship on. Let's read all the verses once through.
二十四章四十七到四十八节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 47 through 48.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
And the repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter
1. 第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
第一章的二十二节后半段。
And Acts chapter 1 verse 22, the second half.
必须从那常与我们作伴的人中间啊，立一位以我们同作耶稣复活的见证。
Beginning from the baptism of John, unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must be one ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection.
使徒行传第二章三十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses.
第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。
And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses.
五章三十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 32.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him.
好，我们最后使徒行传的二十六章十六节。
And finally, Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
二十六章十六节。
Chapter 26, verse 16.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of these things in which I will appear unto thee.
接下来我们请读约翰一书第一章。
Let's go to John.
约翰一书第一章。
Oh, First John chapter
1. 第一章第一节到第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见的。 亲眼看过，亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将言以父同在且显现于我们，那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, and ye also may have fellowship with us.And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书第五章
First John chapter 5,
第十节
verse 10.
我们读到十二节
We will read to verse
12. 信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He hath believeth unto the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
我们再回到路加福音第九章二十三节。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
路加九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.And take up his cross daily and follow me.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信。神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
好，最后请读腓立比书第三章。
Finally, let's read Philippians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death.
好，我们圣经就今天暂时读在这里。
Okay, we will stop reading the word at this point.
从刚才我们读的圣经，我想我今天这个题目可能要稍微有点变动。
From what we have read, I think the topic for today's message, there will be a little change.
因为今天本来预定的说讲关于见证和工作方面。
Today, originally, I was going to speak of works and testimony.
但我在预备的时候呢，这个一提到见证呢，十字架就出来了。
But as I was preparing for this message, and I was reading the word, the testimony appeared before me.
所以在郑国弟兄发 email 给我说明天的这个题目是什么的时候，礼拜六的半夜他发 email 了。
So when a brother emailed me at midnight last night to ask me what the message was.
所以我礼拜六的早晨七点钟我还在想这到底这个题目应该怎么给我们弟兄。
So on Saturday morning at 7 in the morning, I was still thinking, what should the message, what should the topic be?
所以现在呢，我们这个题目呢，可能要变成见证和工作并十字架。
So the message for today will be the works and the testimony and also the cross.
我想题目倒不重要了。
I think the topic is not the most important.
刚才读的主的话是重要的。
The most important is the reading of the Lord's word.
主的话是最重要的。
God's word is the most important.
所以我们求主的圣灵把刚才我们读过的话再次点火启示在我们的里头。
So we ask that the Holy Spirit will enlighten the words in our hearts and keep it alive in our hearts.
好让我们今天能够知道什么叫做见证工作十字架。
So that today in this world we may know what it means to have works, have testimony, and to bear our cross.
另一面呢，我要跟弟兄姊妹坦白。
And another thing, I have to be honest with brothers and sisters.
我一默想的时候呢，发现这个题目太大。
I thought that this topic was too large.
所以呢，今天我们只能在这几十分钟里面呢，我们局部的，或者我们尽可能的原则性的能够有一些的交通。
So in the time that we have remaining, we will just go over it briefly and try to touch upon it as much as we can.
不管怎样，我们仍然是要求主。仰望他的圣灵把他的话能够说到我们里头点活在我们里头
Regardless, we ask that the Lord through the Holy Spirit just keeps the word alive in us
好当我们说到工作说到见证的时候我们的头脑里想到什么呢
So when we hear of works and testimony what do we think of?
特别我们的年轻人
Especially our young brothers and sisters
我们那个小镇呢住了十年。
I lived in my small town for 10 years.
我看见那个黄色的那校车啊这十年他们在我们的社区在我们的大街在我们的小街非常准时很规矩的在那里行走。
I have seen the yellow school buses in our small town for 10 years, going on the big roads and the little roads, and they're very punctual.
这十年来这些开这个校车的司机给我们非常好的印象
And in these 10 years the bus driver has given us a very good impression
在过去这十年在他们的工作当中你看见这是一支文明的这个有效率的准时的清洁的一个车队
Through the bus driver we can see that it's a very efficient and clean system and verythorough system.
所以我们说可以说他们从工作当中显出了一个我们用这个话见证。
So through his work, we can see a testimony.
那基督徒我们是怎样来见证呢或者我们的工作跟见证什么的关系呢
So as Christians, what is our testimony for the Lord and how is our works related to that?
我们知道我们基督徒的生活是从里面开始。
We know that as Christians, the life starts from within.
我们是从生命里头开始。
We start with the life.
所以可不可以这样说，我们的工作，我们的外面是从见证带出来的。
So can we say that our outward showing is through our testimony? It starts from that.
我们是从见证里头带出外面的见证。
So through testimony, we can show our outward appearance of testimony for the Lord.
或者说从见证里头带出一个人看见的外面的一个工作。
Or we can see that through our testimony from outwardly appearances, we can see what our works are.
而不是从外面的工作产生出一个见证，是不是
？And it's not through our works that we see our testimony, right?
我们再说，因为见证是从生命里头产生的。
Because we know that testimony comes from the life within.
新约里的见证是指什么呢？
The testimony in the New Testament, what does it refer to?
我们再说这个题目是很大。
Again, this topic is very large.
我们今天只碰到的是我们基督徒的这方面为主所做的见证。
We only can touch upon what Christians can do, to be a testimony for the Lord.
在新约里面，我们看见我们的主耶稣为父神做见证。
We in the New Testament we see what Jesus has done as a testimony for God.
圣灵为耶稣做见证。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is a testimony for our Lord Jesus.
新约的教会借着圣灵的能力来持守耶稣的见证，持守耶稣基督的见证。
In the New Testament, we see that the church, through the Holy Spirit, upholds the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那我们就要问谁是见证的人？
So we must ask, who is, providing the testimony?
当然我们说是基督徒，基督的门徒。
Of course, we say it's Christians, the disciples of Jesus Christ.
那我们要问一下我们年轻人，什么是基督徒？
So let's ask our, youth, what is a Christian?
基督徒的意思是什么？
What does a Christian mean?
基督，在中文里的话，基督，还有一个徒，门徒。
In Chinese, it's two parts.
两个字。
It's two words.
换句话说，基督徒是与基督联合的人。
So in other words, it means that Christ and his follower, because a Christian is there's Christ and then there's a follower in Chinese. So together, it means that you're linked with Jesus.
基督徒是有基督生命连在一起的人。
So a Christian, a disciple, a follower of Christ has Christ life in him.
他是与基督生命内在的连接的人。
They are closely linked with the life of Christ.
所以基督徒是见证人。
So Christians are a testimony of people.
刚才我们读的使徒行传里面，他们在做见证，这些使徒们。
So in Acts, we see that it's the testimonies of the disciples of Christ.
那么他们，我们教会今天我们见证的主题是什么？
So today in church life, what is our testimony?
我们见证他是谁，对不对？
We are testifying who he is, right? Who Christ is.
谁是耶稣？
Who is Jesus?
他做了什么？
What has he done?
他跟你什么关系？
What is his relationship to you?
所以当我们碰到这个见证这个字的时候，我们知道这是一件属灵的事实。
So when we think of the word testimony, we know that it's the realness of the Holy Spirit.
它不是我们头脑里的一个想象。
It's not something that we just think about in our heads.
或者说我外面要做什么活动，为来一个见证。
And it's not through our outwardly works that we say, okay, I'm going to be a testimony.
这件属灵的事实需要你我有启示。
This testimony, we must first have revelation from the Lord.
需要你我有意象，我们弟兄最近一直提到意象这个方面。
We need to think of what we are doing.
Vision.
Oh, our vision.
好，我们需要在启示的光里头才可能摸着那个见证的实际。
Only through revelation can we come to the reality of testimony.
我们可以说很多关于圣经的事。
There's a lot that we can say about the Bible.
我们也可以讲很多关于神的事。
And there's a lot that we can say about God.
但是你记得，如果我们没有启示。
But if we do not have revelation.
如果我们没有异象。
If we do not have vision.
如果我们没有听见神的话。
If we do not hear the God's word, the Lord's word.
换句话说，我们没有听见神向我们说话。
In other words, if we don't hear God speaking to us,
人不会有见证。
We do not have testimony.
约翰一书刚才我们读的。
First John we read.
他说我们听见了。
He says we hear.
我们看见了。
What we see.
所以我们在这里做见证。
And that's why we have testimony.
这是在启示的光里头他们听见的。
This is through revelation that they have seen and heard.
所以他们能够做见证。
And that is why they can be testimonies.
所以他们在喜乐里头可以做见证。
And that's why they can be testimonies happily.
所以我们可以这样说，见证是从认识主开始。
And therefore we can say testimony starts with coming to know the Lord.
是从认识主里头产生出来。
It comes from getting to know the Lord and becoming acquainted with him.
是从圣灵而来的。
It's through the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，他说使我认识基督。
So Paul says, since I have known the Lord.
晓得他复活的大能。
And I have known his resurrection.
这是圣灵的开启。
This is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
这样才有见证。
Only through this way is there testimony.
保罗的一生，我们看到这个见证。
And we can see this testimony through Paul's whole life.
否则可能有外面的工作，对不对？
Or else there might be outwardly works.
否则外面可能有很多的活动，今天我们都看见。
There can be many activities. We can all see that.
但是你能不能从这些当中碰到那个见证，摸到那个见证呢？
But through those activities and outwardly works, can you have testimony?
我想举个例子，关于传福音这方面。
I would like to raise an example about preaching the gospel.
因为我们每一个人呼召出来都是为着传福音。
We all know that we have to preach the gospel.
都是为着做福音的见证人。
And we all need to do the Lord's work and be testimonies and preach His gospel.
好，如果说我们传福音是我们的一个工作。
If we say that sharing the gospel is one of our works,
那么很多时候我们就看见这个工作的果效啊。
Then a lot of times we can see the results of our works.
我们会发现工作果效不大。
We can see that our works, the results of it is not great.
或者有时候工作果效比较好。
Or sometimes the results are great.
所以我们的心呢，就随着这个工作的果效起起伏伏，对不对
？So our feelings and our emotions come and go with how the results of our works are.
如果是见证呢
？What if it's testimony?
见证就是说我们这个人就是个见证。
Testimony, we can say we are the testimony.
你就是福音的见证人。
You are the testimony for the gospel.
你的生命就是从为着见证这个基督的生命。
Your whole life is to preach the gospel and to be a testimony for the gospel.
你的生活就是一个福音的生活。
Your life is a testimony for the gospel.
所以你会不会上上下下起伏呢
？So would your emotions go up and down based on that?
你生命的本质是这样。
Your life, what is it based on?
当然，我们都在学习当中，我们会起起伏伏。
Of course, we're still through the learning process, and we do have highs and lows.
但如果你注意两者之间的差别。
But if you examine the difference between the two,
我们不是看果效。
We do not look at results.
我们乃是基督耶稣基督的生命的见证从你我当中彰显。
We are testimonies for the life of Christ that He has given us.
好，我们要讲这方面，弟兄姊妹，我们都或多或少有的经历。
And the next example, brothers and sisters, all have experience with this.
啊，我们像你们一样年轻的时候。
We have also been young.
我们刚信主。
When we first believed in the Lord.
像在座的很多中年人应该也经历过。
And I'm sure that many of our middle-aged brothers and sisters have the same experience.
我们一信主以后呢，人家就训练我们。
When we first believe, we are trained.
我们把袖子卷起来。
We are taught to roll up our sleeves.
我们上街传福音去。
And we go share the gospel.
我们是满腔热忱的。
And we are full of fervor.
但是我们，你知道我们的那个光景不会太久。
But we know that that condition won't last long.
但是我今天不是在来说评论批评我们当初或者年轻人这个热忱。
But here I'm not coming to judge today about the conditions of the young people.
我现在回过头看，这是我们生命成长的阶段。
I'm just looking back and reflecting on this is life and how it's a growth process.
当然，我们那个时候也很少听到十字架的信息。
And of course, back then we didn't often hear of the testimony of the cross.
所以我们一蒙恩得救以后
，So after we were saved,
我们第一个想到是我们要为主做工。
The first thing we think of is that we must work for the Lord.
这个意念很正常，对不对
？This thinking is very normal, isn't it?
但是我们不知道说主要在我们身上做工。
But we don't know that the Lord is working within us.
我们不懂得，我们首先要让主在我们身上做工，来成就他的工。
We do not understand that first we must let the Lord work within us so that we may then work for Him.
好，这是我们生命的一个阶段。
This is a process of life.
这也是我们学习的一个阶段。
And this is a process of learning.
好，到第二个阶段呢
？And at the second stage,
我们说，我们离开主，我们不能做什么呢？
We know that there isn't much that we can do.
主是葡萄生葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Christ says that I am the vine and you are the branches.
离开主，主说的，你们离开我，你们不能做什么。
And Jesus says, without me, there is nothing you can do.
好，我们在这条路上开始学习。
And we start to learn in this path.
我们愿意把自己摆在主的手中。
And we are willing to put ourselves in Jesus' hands.
我们也学习认识去经历我们是那个枝子，葡萄树上那个枝子。
And we learn that we are the branches and that He is the vine.
什么是葡萄树呢？
And what is the vine?
葡萄树没有美丽的，不是美丽的。
It is not a beautiful thing.
不是那么高大吸引人的。
It's not very big and it doesn't attract many people.
葡萄树是卑微的。
It is very humble. It's very diminished.
但是葡萄树结很多的果子。
But the vine can provide a lot of fruit.
这让我们看见。
This allows us to see.
基督徒的生命，基督徒的福音的生活，就是见证这个基督葡萄树的这个生命。
So that we know as Christians, our testimonies should be that Jesus is the vine and that we are the branches.
所以到了这一个阶段，我们就在承认说，我们来到主的面前，我们需要他在我们身上先做工。
And at this stage, we know that we must come before the Lord and admit that He must first work in us.
我们相信我们是枝子。
We believe that we are the branches.
我们相信我们的主是真葡萄树。
We believe that our Lord Jesus is the vine.
他是那棵生命树。
And He is the tree of life.
今天你我连接在他上面。
And today we are connected through Him.
我们相信这个事实。
We believe this truth.
相信主所成就这些工作。
We know what the Lord Jesus has accomplished.
当圣灵把你带进这个相信的事实里头。
When the Holy Spirit leads you to this truth.
那你我我们就得到释放。
And that's when we receive salvation.
我们得到喜乐。
And we receive joy.
我们也得到安息。
And we receive peace.
那你再去传福音。
And then you go spread the gospel.
可能那个浮沉的那个心上上下下就减少很多。
And then the emotion that comes with the results of the works of spreading the gospel won't be as much.
真的在我们弟兄姊妹当中。
Within our brothers and sisters.
我们这些年在主面前一同学习。
We have all been learning before the Lord.
渐渐主的见证在我们当中兴起。
And slowly the testimony of the works of the Lord is within us.
所以我们在福音的事上摆上的时候。
And that's why when we share the gospel.
我们不再说它是工作，是的，它是工作，但是它不再是工作。
We no longer say that sharing the gospel is a work. Of course, it is a work, but it does not feel like work.
所以更多的是，它是一个见证。
Because beyond that, it is a reality and it is a testimony for the Lord.
这样子，我想我们不太容易灰心，不太容易丧志。
And this way, we won't become discouraged.
因为我们连于他。
Because we are connected with Him.
我们知道，如果说一些东西是仅仅是活动
，If we know that there are only activities，
我想我们稍微提一下这方面。
Let's talk about
一些的工作，一些的聚会，一些的道理，一些的教训。
If we know that through works, through meetings, through teachings，
我们再说，如果没有一个启示的基督在我们里头
，If there is no revelation from Christ within us。
外面可以很热闹。
Outwardly, we can be very happy.
外面看上去人也觉得很好。
And outwardly, we can see that everything is very good.
但是里头有没有那个真实的见证
？But inwardly, do you feel that testimony? Do you feel that reality?
这是我们需要在主面前一直学习，一直来寻求的。
This is what we have to keep learning in front of our Lord, and this is what we have to keep asking Him about.
我们的天然人是倾向于守律法的。
Our natural person likes law.
我们最近读加拉太书。
Recently, we have been reading Galatians.
再一次向我们启示这个真理。
And again, it reveals to us the truth.
人的本相不单是加拉太人，今天地上的人也是这样。
The natural man, not only the Galatians, we are like this today.
我们倾向于守律法。
We like law.
我们想做好人。
We want to be good people.
人想为善。
We want to do good things.
所以人很喜欢宗教的活动。
And that's why we like religious activities. We like church activities.
你看看地上。
If you look at the world today.
宗教活动其实很吸引人。
Religious activities, they attract a lot of people.
因为人觉得我参加宗教活动，我可以变好。
Because people feel that if I attend church activities, I will be a good person.
不是每一个人都想做坏人的。
Not everybody wants to be a bad person.
其实很多人都想为善的。
Many people want to do good.
很多人也想劝人为善的。
And people often tell others to do good things.
我讲一个例子，今天你我打开那个手机啊，或者你的电脑，铺天盖地的那个教人为人处事的东西，铺天盖地，对不对？
So, as an example, when you turn on your laptops or when you turn on your smartphones today, there are many ways that tell you how to do good things, how to be good to people.
不管是中文的、英文的。
Regardless whether it's in English or in Chinese.
我礼拜我收到一句话。
I received an email.
这是我们一个客户，他每次发 email 给你呢，他下面就有一句话。
So this is from a client of mine. Every time he sends an email, his signature line says.
他那句话叫做。Your life is dictionary.
你的生命是字典。
We read it through your behavior.
我们看了就可以说我们的表现。
我们看着你的行为，就读出你这本字典啊。
Through your actions, we read it like a dictionary.
那你看看这些话，其实你觉得，哎呀，很有道理嘛。对不对？
And you read these words and you think that it has a lot of meaning to it.
因为你的生活见证你的行为见证你的生活嘛，对不对？
Because your acts, they define your life, right?
其实我告诉你，特别年轻人。
But let me tell you, especially the youth.
这些都是世上的小学。
This is just what the world is saying.
孔夫子教导我们五千年了。
Confucius.
没有四千年。
Confucius taught us for 4,000 years.
我们也没变好。
We haven't become good.
我们守住吗？
Are we good people?
三字经我们从小都会背，对不对？
The Chinese people have a
人之初性本善
a thing. It's called 三字经 and it teaches you that in the beginning people are good.
人做不到的。
But man cannot do it.
罗马七章把这些真理讲得非常清楚了。
In Romans you see the reality and you see the truth.
什么是法利赛人？
What are Pharisees?
我们想的法利赛人就是假冒为善，对不对？
When we think of Pharisees, we think that they are fake people, don't we?
什么叫假冒伪善？
What are fake people?
我认识一些犹太人。
I know some Jewish people.
有一个差不多认识十几二十年。
I've known one for almost 20 years.
很敬虔。
And he's a very forward person.
家庭和睦。
And his family is very good.
孩子有教养。
And his children are well behaved.
礼拜六去会堂。
Every Saturday they go to synagogue.
两个女儿，一个儿子，每周都要学希伯来文。
And he has two daughters and one son, and they learn Hebrew every week.
我认识他这么多年，跟他吃饭谈话，没有带一个脏字。
In all the years that I've known him, through interacting and having meals together, he has never said a curse word.
很文明
and he is very well versed.
可以说这是一个敬虔的人，对不对？从人来看
and we think that this is a good person, right? From a human point of view.
他守律法
he follows the rules.
他在宗教里头
and he is religious.
而且他觉得他们是义人
and he feels that he's a righteous person.
那么我就问他了。耶稣
so
你认识吗
I asked him, do you know Jesus?
你知道他们不相信新约的。
You know that Jews do not believe in the New Testament.
所以他不认识耶稣。
He does not know Jesus.
什么是法利赛人
What are Pharisees?
不认识耶稣。
They don't know Jesus either.
可以靠自己。
They rely on themselves.
在宗教里头。
And they rely on religion.
其实这不单是法利赛人啊，为什么主会要用那么重的话斥责他们？
This is not only the Pharisees, but why does Jesus use the words towards the Pharisees?
他说你们查考圣经，以为里面有生命。
You think that you read the Bible and you have a life.
你们却不来到道面前来。
But you do not come before me.
今天宗教这个世界真的是很虚伪。
Today, the religious world is very superficial.
人没有来到主面前，他不知道自己本相。
If people do not come before the Lord, they do not know who they really are.
因为在宗教里头他被捆绑
because in religion it links everybody together
哎，我这个朋友我看到他真好真是好人在我的眼光里面真好人
and I see my friend and I do think he's a good person
我们商务上有些纠纷他都很和气的。
And if we have conflicts in business, he is always very well mannered.
但是他不认识耶稣。
But he does not know Jesus.
他不相信耶稣。
And he does not believe in Jesus.
不信神的儿子就没有生命。
And those who not believe in the Son of God has no life.
哪里来见证？
So where is their testimony?
你见证什么？
What are you testifying about?
是的，外面是好人。
Of course, outwardly, he is a good person.
今天你我在地上看见很多好人啊。
And in this world today, we see many good people.
是我们的眼光。
But it is in our human view.
但是人看人，神看人的心肠肺腑。
But the way God sees man is different.
谁看到？
Who can see?
神的话，神知道。
But God can see.
所以唯有耶稣。
So only through Jesus.
只有这条路。
Only this through him.
所以我想我们强调这些呢，让我们更多的知道说，我们在特别年轻人，你们出到外面去。
We emphasize this fact because we want to impress upon the youth that when you go into the world today,
外面是五花八门的。
There is so many things in the world.
我讲的是宗教的世界是五花八门的。
And there are so many religions.
你要看见一个事实。
But you have to realize one truth.
有没有神的儿子在那里？
There is only the Son of God.
有没有在那里高举神的儿子？
Have you known the Son of God?
接下来有没有关于十字架？
And afterwards, have you borne the cross? Have you bear your own cross?
所以我们第二个点我们要提到就是关于见证的中心是什么？
And the second part we want to mention what is the testimony?
我在说可能我们今天只是局部的表一点点的交通哈，因为是我们只有这么多时间，我们也只能交通，只有这点的经历。
And again today, I'm only going to touch on it briefly because we only have a limited time.
见证的核心是什么？
What is the center of testimony?
保罗说了，耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
Paul says that Jesus was crucified on the cross and he was nailed to the cross.
所以你我基督徒身上一定有一个标记。
So today we must remember.
一定要有一个标记，就是十字架的标记。
So we must have something that says sets us apart, and that is the cross.
我们这个人从里面，我们接受了十字架。
From
我们欢迎十字架。
Our inner man, we accept the cross and we receive the cross.
我们拥抱十字架。
And we embrace the cross.
刚才我们弟兄祷告。刚才我们弟兄的祷告。
Our brother was praying.
他说主在我们身上的工作是不舒服的。
And that The Lord's work in us is not complete.
是的，十字架是不会让我们舒服的。
And the cross does not let us submit comfortably.
对，十字架不会让我们舒服。
Oh, the cross is not a comfortable thing to bear.
舒服的就不叫十字架。
If it's comfortable, then it is not a cross.
但是我们知道，在这不舒服里面，我们发现主与我们同在。
But we know that in this discomfort, that Christ is with us.
回到我们刚才弟兄的祷告。
And we go back to our brother's prayer.
主在，我们就喜乐了。
And if Christ is with us, then we are happy.
是不舒服的十字架。
It is an uncomfortable cross.
但是主与我们同行。
But Christ is with us.
主扛着我们过去。
And Christ carries us.
我们里面就站立。
And we stand firm.
你要不要拥抱十字架？
Do you want to embrace the cross?
经过十字架是活出基督生命唯一的路。
Only through the cross can we live out the Christian life.
主的话很清楚。
You know God's word.
我们没有第二条路。
It is very clear. We have no other option.
若有人要跟从我。
If people want to follow Jesus.
就当舍己。
Then you have to deny yourself.
背起他的十字架。
And you have to bear the cross.
这是唯一的路。
This is the only way.
我们都知道老雅各的故事。在创世纪里头，老雅各的故事。
We know the story of Enoch in Genesis.
雅各
Oh, Jacob, sorry.
雅各的一生是靠自己奋斗。
We know that Jacob, he has counted on himself his whole life.
哦，他多少的这个计谋啊。
There are so many things that he connives about.
我们也一样的。
And we are the same.
一生奋斗。
Our whole life, we are battling.
一生打拼啊。
We are fighting.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他的大腿窝被摸了一把。
Jacob wrestled with God and his hip was torn.
所以圣经中有一句很美丽的话。
So in the Bible, there is one phrase that is very beautiful.
那里说他的大腿就瘸了。
And the Bible says that his hip was,
就缺了，他的大腿就缺了。
Was dislocated and out of the joint.
所以雅各就成了以色列。
And that's how Jacob became Israel.
这是雅各生命的转折点。
And this is the turning point in Jacob's life.
雅各生命的革命。
And this is the change in Jacob's life.
雅各生命的一个翻转。
And this is the turning point where he comes back.
雅各从那天开始成为以色列。
And from that day, Jacob became Israel.
基督徒一样。
Christians are the same.
你我的生命也是一样。
Our lives are similar.
我们可以没有伤痕的去见主面吗？
We can go to see the Lord without any scars.
我们可以完好无损的去见到主吗？
We can go and see the Lord holy.
你记得，多马怀疑主复活的事实的时候，他说：“我要亲眼看见主啊。”
We know that when Thomas didn't believe that Jesus had resurrected, he said, "I want to see with my own eyes."
所以主向他显现的时候
，So when Jesus appeared to him,
主说：“多马，你来摸，你来看我的手，摸我的伤，枪伤。”
Jesus said to Thomas, "Come, touch me, touch my hand pierced, my pierced hands, and come touch my flesh."
多马怎么回答
？What did Thomas say?
多马说：“我的主，我的神呢？”
Thomas said, "My Lord, my God."
接下来他说不下去了。
And he could not complete his sentence.
我在默想多马这个场景的时候，我在想。
And when I reflect upon Thomas's situation.
多马是看见了复活的主。
Thomas saw the resurrected Christ.
是的，他说：“我的神，我的主，我的主，我的神。”他在那里悔改。
He said, "My Lord, my God," and he was willing to repent.
悔改他小心。
And he was repentant.
但是多马，我在想，多马还有一个里头还有一个深深的一个看见感觉。
But we know that Thomas internally he really saw something.
这位主爱他的主为他钉了十字架。
This Lord that loved him so much was nailed to the cross for him.
为他流血受死。
He was willing to bleed and die for him.
但是他多马是完整无缺的，他没有受任何的鞭伤。
But Thomas received no scourging and he was whole.
所以我在想，多马那个时候真是哭得说不出话来。
And that is why at that time Thomas was crying so much that he could no longer speak.
所以圣经上只有这句话，我的主，我的神。
So the Bible only says that Thomas said, "My Lord, my God."
当然再说什么都是多余的。
And we know that beyond that, it's all useless anyways.
另一面多马实在说不下去。
Because Thomas really could not continue to say anything.
所以我们看见历史上有说多马后来去印度传道。
So we know that Thomas eventually went to India to share the gospel.
据说殉道的时候是他要求倒钉十字架，是不是这样
？And he requested that.
倒钉十字架，殉道。
To he requested that he be hanged upside down.
对对。好 ，Thomas 对。好，那么你我。
So you and I.
应不应该有伤
？Should we have scars？
我们要不要伤痕呢
？Should we have hurts？
我们没有伤，没有痕，我们怎么去见证这位为我们流血受死的主
？If we have no scars, how are we able to go face our Lord who is willing to die for us？
我们能够知道，能够一点点知道他为我们。的鞭伤，因着他的鞭伤，我们得医治吗
？Do we know how much he went through? That through his scourging we are healed?
我们能够想象他为我们受辱、受屈辱，我们戴荆棘冠冕流血，最后为我们挂在木头上。
Do we know that he suffered so much for us and he bled for us and ultimately he was hung on the cross for us?
但是我们是完整无缺的。
But we are whole and free of blemish.
去年今年呢应该是特会时候，我们弟兄交通了一件事情。
This year, one of our brothers shared.
他说到那个有一位老弟兄。
He said that an older brother.
有位老弟兄呢说，我们这里一个年轻人。
The older brother said, "Our youth here."
哦，是别人说了，他你们这个年轻人很不错。
Oh, somebody else said, "The youth here are not bad."
那么当地那个负责弟兄说，是的，这个年轻的弟兄是我对付。
And the responsible brother says, "Yes, the youth here are not bad."
这句话很实在。
And this is a very realistic answer.
这句话非常的说到一个走在主路上愿意跟随主的一个年轻人的一个写照。
Because this reflects that this young person is willing to follow the Lord and walk in his way.
因为人家在他身上看见了那个伤痕。
Because other people saw scars on this brother.
或者说在他身上看见了那个经历。
Or we can say that other people saw experience in this brother.
人可以有很有才干，很有能力，也很聪明，都能做事。
People can be very intelligent, very smart, and very capable.
特别是我们年轻的时候啊，我们都觉得我们都很这个世界都是我们的。
Especially when we're young, we feel like the world belongs to us.
但是如果没受过对付，
But if we haven't experienced society,
但是如果没有经过从死里去到死，
If we have not experienced death and resurrection,
你没有经过从死里复活，
then you have not experienced. If you haven't experienced death, then you haven't experienced resurrection.
我们不能成为神的见证。
Then we cannot be testimonies for God.
我们只有经过十架，我们才能。
Only through the cross we can come before God.
我们读了刚才许多主的话。
We have read many verses from God's word.
我们可以讲很多一些的十字架的道理。
And we can say that there are many teachings that we can learn from it.
但是我们必须看见，唯有圣灵才能够领我们去经历十字架。
But we know that only the Holy Spirit can have us experience the cross.
在罗马书里头，保罗说，借着圣灵致使身体的恶行。
In Romans, we know that Paul says, through the Holy Spirit, we can die from our flesh.
不是借着道理。
It's not through theology.
不是字句。
And it's not through teachings.
不是借着这些来致使我们的身体。
It's not these ideas that we die from our flesh.
圣经说借着圣灵致死。
It's only through the Holy Spirit that we die.
因为唯有圣灵能够将基督的一切，把主的话在我们里面清楚。
Because only the Holy Spirit can make clear the words of God.
唯有圣灵能够把基督的那个实际，基督的一切实际的启示在我们里头。
And only the Holy Spirit can give us the revelation of the reality of Christ.
或者说把十字架这个事实活化在我们里头，领我们经历这个十字架。
And only through the Holy Spirit that bearing the cross becomes a reality.
主的话我们都很清楚，主的话很直接简单。
We know God's word. It is very specific and very direct.
他说若有人要跟从我，
Jesus says, if anybody wants to follow me,
就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he must deny himself and bear up his cross and follow me.
这是中心，见证的中心。
This is a reality and this is a fact.
从这里我们可以看到，产生出才可能产生出见证，活出见证。
And we see that only through this way can there be testimony.
接下来我们要问。主的话启示给我们，我们是什么态度？
And now, after we have received God's word, what is our reaction?
所以刚才我们读的加太书二章二十节那里。
And before, when we read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20,
保罗的经历里面有一个字很重要。
We know that there is one specific word in what Paul says that's very important.
信。
Faith.
我如今在肉身活着，是因信神而在活。
And I live now through faith, and that is the only way.
所以因信才有可能活出，才可以活出基督生命。
And only through faith can you live the life.
因信这句话不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
And only through this, it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以人非有信。
So if you do not have faith,
如果没有信，
if there is no faith,
我们没有办法活出基督生命。
Then we cannot live out the life of Christ.
好，我们问什么是信？
Then we ask, what is faith?
我们说信就是相信神说的话。
Faith is believing in the word of God.
神怎样说，我们就怎样信。
Whatever God says, then we believe.
保罗这里说，我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
And Paul says, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
所以你我今天活在地上，我们今天活着，我们说我们有神的儿子，生命在我们里头。
And even though we live in the world today, we say the life of Christ is within us.
神说有神的儿子就有生命。
And God says, if you have the Son, then you have me.
我们信这个话。
And we believe this.
圣灵把这个话启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit has given us this revelation of this word.
我们信这个话。
And we believe this word.
地动山摇，我们相信。
And no matter how the world moves, we believe this.
天地都要过去，我们相信。
Even though everything will pass, we still believe this.
因为主的话永不改变。
Because the Lord's word never changes.
我们的信心建立在神的话上面。
And our faith is based on God's word.
我们的信心不在环境。
Our faith is not based on circumstance.
不在外面的变迁。
It does not, is not based on the world and how it is.
不是我们的感觉。
It is not based on our emotions.
你知道你我的感觉随时都在变。
Because we know that our emotions change daily.
我们持定的那根基。
So the only faith that we can have.
只有主的话。
Is only through God's word.
耶稣基督，昨日、今日、永远都是一样的。
Because Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever is the same.
神说的我们就相信。
Whatever the Lord says, we believe.
只有信，靠着信。
And it is only through faith.
我们才能够一步一步在生命的路上跟随神。
That we can one step at a time follow and be closer to God.
我们一步一步经历基督的信实。
And step by step we experience Christ.
经历住在主里面那个真实。
And we experience the life of Christ and being in that.
晓得他复活的大能。
And we know the greatness of his resurrection.
保罗在哥林多前书面对 那一般属肉体的人的时候。
When Paul met some people in 1 Corinthians who were of the flesh.
在面对他们当中那些嫉妒纷争的时候
，When he met them while they were having arguments，
在面对这帮婴孩的时候
，And when he met the young，
保罗一开始就对他们说的话是什么？十字架。
What did Paul say to them first? He mentioned the cross.
因为那个第一章的十八节，因为十字架道理在灭亡的人为义作，在我们得救人却为神的大能。
In 1 Corinthians,
第一章的十八节
，verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
好，二十二节我们弟兄姊妹很熟的，犹太人是要神迹，希利人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
And in verse 22, we are very familiar with this. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified.
第二章二节我们也很熟悉的，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you.Save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗在面对 哥林多教会的难处的时候。
When Paul was faced with the difficulty of the Corinthian church.
面对这些属肉体的人的时候。
When he met people who were of the world.
他把十字架，耶稣基督并他钉十字架，先向他们说明。
He first told them about Christ being crucified on the cross.
保罗让他们看见十字架是必须的，十字架是一个必经之路。
Paul shows them that cross is a way and it is the only way.
当然，哥林多前书很长，保罗在后面也有很多的交通给哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
We know that 1 Corinthians is a rather long book and towards the end, Paul has fellowship with them.
但是你注意到他在这里起头是把耶稣基督钉他钉十字架作为开头。
But we know that he starts his fellowship by telling them about Jesus and how he was crucified on the cross.
换句话说，十字架的真理贯穿在这样的交通里头。
And we can see that it is only through the cross that this is where fellowship begins.
保罗面对哥林多的情形，他不是说我找你来谈一下，我找你来交通一下。
When Paul sees the condition of the Corinthian church, he doesn't say, "Let me teach you about this," or "Let me fellowship with you on this."
或者这件事情让我来处理一下，那件事情让我来，怎样把它办好。
And he doesn't say, "Let me handle this. Let me resolve this."
他先把耶稣基督并他钉十字架这件事情先高举。
First, he lifts up the fact that Christ was crucified on the cross.
任何的事情。带到十字架面前。
Everything you must bring before the cross.
或者说，这帮属肉体的人，第一件事情，保罗让他们看见十字架。
And Paul lets them see that the first thing you need to look at is the cross.
是否在保罗的眼中，只有十字架能够把这些问题迎刃而解
？Because in Paul's eyes, only the cross is able to solve these things.
所以，十字架是一条必经的路。
So we know that the way of the cross is the only way.
当然在后面保罗许多书信里面十字架也贯穿在其中。
And we know that in many of Paul's later letters, we know that the cross is also mentioned in it.
在旧约会幕的时候。
And we know that in the Old Testament towards the end.
我们记得在会幕的那个门，一进了会幕的门以后，第一个要碰到的就是铜祭坛，祭坛。
We know that as you enter the tabernacle, the first thing you see is the
祭坛
the altar.
Yeah, 你碰到铜祭坛，然后才有洗濯盆，接下来才进，才有圣所。
So you see the altar, and then you see the veil, and then only then can you enter the holy of holies.
当然，祭坛我们知道就在旧约的祭坛，在新约里头就关于讲到十字架的预表。
And we know that the altar in the Old Testament is the cross in the New Testament.
在所罗门的圣殿里。
In Solomon's tabernacle.
你要进圣殿的之前，你要碰到的第一件就是也是祭坛。
The first thing that you see when you enter is the altar.
那第二件你才碰到叫铜海，也就是洗濯盆了。
And the second thing that you see after the altar is the
铜海。
Is the sea.
Brassy.就洗濯盆也等于会幕的洗濯盆，然后你才可以进到圣殿里头去。
And only after that you can enter the holy.
所以你看见十字架是一条，任何人要来到神的面前去侍奉，他必须经过十字架。
And we know that the cross is a path that everybody who wants to serve the Lord must carry.
那在以西结的看见的那个圣殿里头。
And when you see.
以西结说
In Ezekiel, we see that in the altar.
以西结说那个圣殿的那个启示里头，他所看见的那个圣殿是四围有墙的，对不对
？In Ezekiel, the altar around it, there are four walls.
对，那个墙呢是四方的，围成一个四方形。
So the walls around it become a square.
所以西结所看见那个圣殿呢，那个祭坛呢？是在这个四方形的正中间。
And in Ezekiel, you see that the altar is in the center of this.
在中心。
It's in the middle.
你从任何一个角度划线过去，这个祭坛在正中央。
And no matter how you approach it, it is still in the center.
所以这里让弟兄们启示一个原则，看到一个原则。
Reveals to us an important fact.
十字架是中心。
The cross is the center.
在以西结那个圣殿的启示里头，所有的侍奉都跟这个祭坛有关系。
And we know that in Ezekiel, all services are correlated to this altar, as it is in the center.
因着这个中心，所有的事情连接在一起。
And because it is in the center, all things are united together.
所以我们看见十字架是起头，十字架是必经之路，十字架也是中心。
And we know that the cross is the beginning, and it is the path for all, but it is also the center of all things.
十字架是所有的侍奉成为一个活的生命的侍奉。
And we know that the cross allows all service and sacrifice to be to God.
因着十字架，这些成为生命的活的见证。
And through the cross, we see that this is a living testimony for God.
所以我们在说十字架不是理论。
So we know that the cross is not a theory.
十字架不是一个题目。
And it is not a, the cross is not a topic.
十字架也不是一个教训。
And the cross is not a teaching.
当然不是一个宗教。
And it is definitely not a religion.
十字架是能力。
The cross is power.
十字架是经历。
And the cross is experience.
是的，我们经历当中，我们是有不舒服。
And we know that in the cross there is discomfort.
但是在经历当中，主把我们带过去。
But through this experience, the Lord carries us through.
我们里头就涌出赞美。
And in our hearts there is only praise.
十字架也是像雅各一样，在我们身上是生命的转折点。
And we know that the cross.Like in Jacob's life, is the turning point in our lives.
这是我们一生一定要经过的事情。
This is something that we must experience during our life.
也不是某一天某一夜。
And it is not something that happens in one day or one night.
或者神在你身上有哪天某天某夜有这么一个转折点。
Or maybe there is a point where God acts in your life.
但是我们记得主说的话。
But we remember what Jesus says.
天天背起他的十字架跟从。
Every day you must bear your cross and follow me.
十字架是革命。
The cross is
revolution.
A revolution.
神，我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉，我们的神不是改良的。
We know our Lord very well, and He is not made up.
神在我们身上做的是革命。
But we know that.What the Lord has done in us is revolutionary.
神在我们身上做的是地震。
And we know that what He has done is like an earthquake.
我们主被钉十字架的时候，最后地大震动。
We know that when our Lord was nailed to the cross, there was a great earthquake.
神要震动我们。
Our Lord wants to shake us.
把我们所有的一切旧造的震动翻转。
And He wants to shake all our old things away from us.
把我们的整个生活都要翻转。
And He wants to shake up our lives.
只有十字架可以做这件事情。
And only the cross can do this.
人要做的真的仅都是改良。
The only thing that people can do is change a little bit.
又走一走又倒回去，走一走倒回去。
And with people and their works, you change a little, but you always go back.
这个你我都经历过。
And we have all experienced this.
罗马七章的经历。
We know that in Romans chapter 7 we experience.
立志行善由得我。立志行善。
You want to do good.
啊，行出来由不得我。
But sometimes it's not up to you.
十字架要做的就是彻底的翻转。
What the cross does is change you completely.
完全翻转我们的生活。
It completely alters your life.
十字架要除去的是拦阻我们认识基督的。一切的事物。
So what the cross does is it removes any obstacles between us and the Lord.
今天对我们来说，许多事情挡在我们的前头。
Today we know that there are many things that are obstacles to us.
挡在我们前头，去认识我们的主。
It stands between us and our getting to know our Lord.
在我们要认识基督、追求基督的路上。
When we want to get to know the Lord and we want to pursue Him.
撒旦一定有他的工作。
Satan also does his work.
世界进来。
And the world comes in.
这些东西是拦阻我们去认识基督的。
And these things stand in the way of us getting to know our Lord.
十字架，只有十字架可以除去这些拦阻我们的。
Only the cross can remove these obstacles.
除去这些在我们前头的一些障碍。
To remove these things that stand in our way.
让我们可以专注，我们可以定睛。
So that we can solely focus on our Lord.
让我们可以更多认识基督。
So that we may get to know our Lord better.
所以诗歌里面，我们的诗本里面有一个有一首诗歌很好，他说十字架是荣耀。
And in our hymn book, there is a hymn that says, "The cross is our glory."
我想弟兄姊妹，当你在主的经历里头越多，当我们对十字架有更多一点的经历认识，我们对这首诗歌《十字架永是我的夸耀》，当我们唱的时候
，When we know that as we experience more and as we get to know our cross better, then we can sing this hymn and we can relate to it better as well.
我们越唱。会更多一些的喜乐。
And the more we sing it, the more joy we will feel.
我们越唱，我们会越多的一些的感觉。当你的经历越多，经历十字架的经历的时候
，As you experience the cross more, you will relate to this hymn better, and you will sing it with much more meaning.
你起初唱的时候可能还不太理解为什么十字架是我的荣耀。
When you first sing it, you might not understand why is the cross something that I am happy about.
但是当你在生命当中多一点经历以后
，But as you have more experiences in life，
你越唱越说哦，真是阿门啊！十字架是我的荣耀。
As you sing this, you know that this hymn is correct, and you will say Amen. The cross is my honor and glory.
你会说这首诗歌我们要唱到见主面。
This hymn we want to sing so that we can see our Lord.
我们在他面前唱。
And we want to sing it before Him.
十字架带来复活的生命。
Because the cross brings resurrected life.
亚伦的那个法亚的杖。
And we know that Aaron's staff.
那个法亚的杖就代表一个很大的生命的原则。
It represents a big point about life.
那里说到，我们只有在复活的里头，你们只有亚伦的杖可以侍奉神。
And we know that in our resurrected life, only Aaron's staff represents the life.
只有在复活里头才能够侍奉神，才能够见证神。
Only in our resurrected life may we serve the Lord and be testimonies for Him.
就在复活的里头，你才有这个知识。
And only in resurrection you can have this knowledge.
这是十字架的道路。
And this is the way of the cross.
Yeah. 十字架，我们再说它除去旧造一切，除掉它。
And we know that the cross removes all obstacles.
让复活成为新造。
To know that resurrected life is the new way.
这是我们基督徒的见证。
This is the testimony of Christians.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he has a new life.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And all old things have passed, and all is new again.
我们求主的圣灵把他自己的话更多启示在我们里头。
And we pray and ask the Lord that the Holy Spirit works in us so that we know this.
好让我们在地上连日一天天过去的时候。我们在跟随主的路上更多经历更多认识基督
so that as we are in this world today we may have more experiences to know our Lord and grow closer to our Lord
晓得他复活的大能
so we know the greatness of his resurrection
好最后我们好不好唱一首诗歌
and finally why don't we sing a hymn together
在一首短诗278首
it's a short hymn 278
278首
278
我们唱两次好了
We will sing this hymn twice
我们唱这两首诗歌就结束我们今天的聚会
And after we sing this hymn twice we will conclude our sharing today
也成为我们的祷告。
And may this also be in our prayers.